Hello. Keep going. Yep, do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, just like...
Okay. My name is Liz Rumble. My name is Liz Rumble. And what are you studying? I am 22 years old. Yep, 22. I am studying...
Were you checking how old you were?
Yeah, took me a second. Usually I say I'm 21, and I am not 21 anymore. So,
whoops. Wait, when do you turn 23?
In August.
I'm older than
right?
you.
Right? I'm only 22,
what
right?
What the heck?
Yeah, no, you're 23.
I'm 22.
No.
I'm 23.
Wait.
You're 22, right?
Yeah, I'm 22.
I'm 22. You're going to turn 23 in April. I turned 23 in August.
Oh my gosh, you're younger than both of us?
Yeah, I'm very, very young.
Yeah, she's more mature than both of us.
I was going to say, wait, Liz is old, younger than me.
Literally?
What? Yeah. He has like a lot of music.
We have been
listened to it yet.
We've been
so
in the
sorry.
Game for
I'm
a minute.
I'm a terrible, terrible human.
That's
I
okay.
Listen to it.
I don't think many people listen to it, but it's okay because I'm having a lot of fun. I think it's hilarious.
How many views we get?
We can look. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of
Yahoo!
This podcast. Woo! We are here. And it's 7 o'clock right now. And we just barely had, not just we, but the candidates just barely had their first town hall with the Greek
fraternity and sorority life.
And so to give us some more insight on this fraternity and sorority life and the town hall they just had, we have our very special guest, Elizabeth Rumble.
Woo-hoo! Hello.
Okay, Liz.
Utah State.
What's up, Greeks? Liz, tell us about yourself, please.
So my name's Elizabeth Rumble, but I go by Liz. I was a member of the fraternity and sorority life community for the 4 years of my undergrad. So I was a Kappa Delta. And, then I decided to my grad program up here in higher education and student affairs. And I was chosen to be the graduate assistant for fraternity and sorority life as well. So I've been really involved with fraternity and sorority life, but on top of that, I've also been really involved in, student government and USUSA, as well as many different events that fall under there. So I've been through this election thing quite a few times.
So you've like been around like Lizzie and I have.
Yeah, I've been around the block. It's my fifth year, so.
Same.
Also
we've
same.
We've all been here for 5 years.
We've all been here
we're
for five
old.
Years. And we're all friends, so.
Yay.
Time what? Brings friends together. As does Utah State. I don't know what I'm saying.
As does elections.
As does elections. Actually, that's super true.
It doesn't... Oh, yeah. Bring some people together. Some people not.
Tears some people apart, but it brings some people together.
Those who aren't running, it brings them together.
I met one of my best friends through elections, so...
I also met friends through elections,
I met some people through elections.
Yeah, me too.
That I still talk to.
Yeah,
I still talk to a few people.
See, you guys... Yeah. So the end. There
so
you
go. Elections
so get involved.
Yeah, get involved. It's great. Okay. So the candidates this year just had their first town hall with the fraternity sororities here on campus. I guess I want to have the first question be in regards to USUSA, fraternity sororities. Where exactly do they lie? Where does that community exactly kind of put themselves within USUSA?
So fraternities and sororities technically are a part of USUSA. They're an organization under the umbrella that is USUSA and student involvement. So on paper, they're completely involved with USUSA. However, our members used to be super involved in USUSA, but that membership has started to like wane a little bit over the past few years, whether it's been involving themselves with student events or just running in general. However, you can see a lot of the buy-in back in the fraternity and sorority life members because they want to get involved and they truly want to find those opportunities, but they're having a harder time with the disconnect that was created in prior years, getting back to the involvement that we used to have. So I think you will see more involvement as time goes on, but right now they need to work on it.
They being?
Both USUSA and the fraternity and sorority life community.
Okay.
I don't really think that there can be blame put on one individual party. I think that it's definitely a mutual thing, and that's something that I think is lost sometimes in the fraternity, like the Greek town hall. Because there's so many candidates saying what they're going to do for the fraternity and sorority life community, but those real conversations aren't being had. And those real conversations are what need to be had.
For those of you who don't know, and if you've been watching mine or Liz Rumble's Instagrams, you've known for a while, but Liz and I joined my fraternity and her sorority the same year. And for me, in SIGEP-wise, I mean, being a volunteer with USUSA events and being involved with USUSA in general was, I guess, ASUSU back then. But it wasn't even like a requirement. It was just like expected of everyone that was Greek.
Oh, it was a driving factor of why I joined my organization.
Me as well. So when you say that it's been on a decline and there's multiple factors, and you don't have to name names, but can you explain maybe some of the factors that you've seen that might be affecting this? Maybe you can't.
Really think there's multiple things that go into it. And the unfortunate thing is that while the USUSA elections don't carry over from year to year, like there's a different body in charge every year, the fraternity and sorority life organizations aren't the same way. Like they're members of that organization for 4 years. So what they may see 1 year and the way they're treated 1 year may not be the way they're treated the next year, but their hard feelings or their disinterest because they weren't asked to be as involved is going to carry over. And that's terrible, but it's the reality of things. So there needs to be a way that more connect is made between the fraternity and sorority life.
I just want to add one comment. I think that we're all kind of thinking of the same year of this happened. And that year, no one was in the offices that were Greek.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was, is like they were used to having a Greek member in the office. So they were so much more like welcoming and more like not intimidated into volunteer in that certain office. And that's why it was so easy for them. But that certain year, no one was Greek in the certain office. And that's why they were
totally intimidated. Totally.
And I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's definitely plays a part in it. And I think that falls on both shoulders.
Yeah.
Like there's no one. I don't know. I don't think that there's like one end all be all answer to gaining the interest from fraternity and sorority life back again. But I think it's going to take time, and it's going to take buy-in from both the fraternity and sorority life and buy-in from USUSA. And I think we need to realize that there's more opportunities to get involved than just one office in USUSA. And true. I don't think fraternity and sorority life takes that into account as much as they should.
I think it's very interesting that I'm not going to name names, but it's the student events office we're talking about here. I mean, that's where you can volunteer and, you know, you can really get into it without being under a certain title or position as a student of USU.
And like, they have the most volunteer opportunities, that yes. office.
Well, and events. Also, like, fraternities and sororities are social organizations. Like, that's what they're based around, their ritual and their social aspect. And student events allows you to literally plan social events. Yep. So that is why the connect is made there.
So Liz, when it comes to this year or the next year of USUSA and that group involving Greeks, what are your thoughts? Like, what are you thinking is the goal? I don't know if goal is the word, but what do you think that, you know, where should we be headed towards what should USUSA be headed towards with, you know, the Greeks?
Fraternity
and sorority life, yeah.
So I think that's kind of a hard question because I really can't emphasize enough how much I think it's a two-way street. I think that the USUSA can state that they want to help fraternities and sororities become more involved again and honestly be an advocate for fraternities and sororities. That was like tossed around a lot tonight. But and they can't do that unless they know what's going on. And the USUSA officers have a lot going on besides the 3% of the Utah State community that fraternities and sororities make up. And so it's really going to be on the shoulders of the fraternity and sorority life leaders to go and talk to those people and go and talk to those representatives that are going to become their elected officials to ensure that they follow on their promise to make fraternities and sorority members more involved and be advocates for them and update the calendars with their events. That's so much more a communication piece that needs to be made by both parties than just USUSA officers doing something for fraternities and sororities.
I will definitely agree with that. I think that it's you can only go into it so far before you need to extend the hand. I think that I've seen that the most is that one side of it, USUSA or the fraternities or a sorority, will extend the hand of being like, collaboration, let's work together. But then it's a bit of a struggle to get the other side of it to reach out and to also offer that hand.
And it's also really hard too, because think about it. A lot of these people running for USUSA are not members of these organizations, so they don't really know how they work. They know that they have Monday night meetings, but they don't really know much more about exactly what their organization's protocol is in terms of events and stuff like that. So, and they can't do that for 10 different chapters. Like, that's unrealistic to ask them to learn all of the different protocols. So the communication really needs to be open between IFC, Panhellenic, and USUSA.
IFC being the...
Sorry, IFC is like the overarching body of the fraternities on campus, and Panhellenic is the same for the sororities.
Got it. Cool. In regards to tonight with the town hall, and I know you're going to be generalizing and representing the entire Greek community by saying this, but in your opinion, what was the vibe, I guess, of the audience and the candidates? In regards to, not, you don't have to say like who they were for. I'm saying like,
Were they vibing?
Were they vibing? Well, yeah.
I should have said vibe. Did you hear those snaps?
Sorry.
Honestly, like I think that I love that the university does this event, because I think the fraternities and sororities are an organization that the USUSA officers, whoever they are, really, it does affect them. However minimal or not that it does, like whether it's budgets or whether it's just like who they are as people, because there's a lot of diversity in that one population. And so they're involved in so many different things. So whether it involves them in their fraternities or whether it affects them in their fraternities and their sororities or affects them in other organizations they're a part of, it's good for them to have an opportunity to hear what the candidates have to say. So I think like, in terms of how it went tonight, I think that it was one of the more civil Greek town halls that we have. Oh, and I really appreciate that. I love that. I love that it was more civil. I think that people were open and ready to listen to what these candidates had to say and on terms of what their platforms were and not who they are as people, which I loved.
And I'm going to be a fraternity guy for a second, or just a Greek student right now. Every year, and Liz knows this as well, every year we get the candidates coming to the meetings and they propose or declare themselves as candidates and ask for the support, and they say the same. I don't want to say generic thing, but it's a template of...
No, it's generic.
It's generic? Okay, so it's a generic thing of, I want to include you guys more within USUSA. Student Events does this, Service does this, like all of the candidates do this. Mm-hmm. When they ask them how, we're going to collaborate on events, we're going to do, et cetera, and it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so for older members of the Greek community, when I hear those things, I go...
You roll your eyes.
I roll my eyes. I do. Internal, like, you know, with it not visibly, because that's mean, but, you know, I'm like, okay, we've heard the same spiel before. Is there a message that you would rather hear from the candidates?
Yeah, honestly, my advice as like two candidates, and like you can't do this now because it's elections week, but right, like in future, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, in a year I want to run for a position, my advice to you is to start to get to know those organizations that you want to be involved with now. Like start to hang out with them. I'm sure you'll find people that you've vibe with, I'm doing air quotes, that you vibe with and that you enjoy hanging out with, and you might actually find some friends, which is cool. I'm not trying to recruit you, I promise. I'm really good at it, but I'm not trying to.
We tried to recruit Lowlin, but she's not biting yet.
But here she vibed with me, so that's cool.
In a sorority. But I have so many friends that are in sororities, and like literally some of my best friends. So,
but no, so like go to their events, go to their service events. You say you want to know, you want to involve their events more with USUSA. So actually know what their events are. I heard some candidates tonight throw out what organizations they work with for service, and that was super impressive to me. Like if you can give facts about the organizations and not like list off facts like this is something you've been planning for, but like legitimately care about the organizations, that's what's going to get these members votes. It's not going to be you telling them that you want to get them more involved, because if they wanted to be more involved, to be honest, they could figure out how.
Amen, Liz. Woo.
Say it like you mean it. I know, I love it. No, and I completely agree. I think that that's the overall message for USUSA. I think it's the connectivity problem. And, you know, they walk in and you're like, I know you from this, but you don't know me and you don't know my organization.
In my humble opinion, and this is my opinion, no one else's, like no other member of an organization. I just have to be clear about that. Like if it rolls around to elections week and you want to come talk to a chapter, like an entire chapter's membership about what you're running for, you shouldn't have to tell them what you're running for. They should just assume.
And they
because they know you.
And you should probably know a good portion of their chapter beforehand. Like, yes. You can look at them in the eye and go, your name is Liz Rumble. And, you know, that's...
I would like to say that some of my sorority sisters are some of the most informed people that I knew when I was an undergrad. And they voted for the candidate that they thought was best, not just because they had Greek letters behind them.
Exactly. The amount of different ideas and opinions, it affects how we vote. And so... even though one of our brothers is amazing and they're running for a position, you know, not everyone is going to be in the same college. And so you have to be able to, you have to diversify the candidates. And so, you know, we're not all just going to be behind one person. We support our brothers. Everyone supports their members. But we don't just blindly follow. We are thinkers and individuals with our own opinions and our own thoughts about how things should proceed.
I'm also all about genuine interactions. I think the more genuine interactions you can have with people on campus, talking about issues that matter, not just talking about like how your day is going, but like talking about how they feel about certain organizations and how they feel about their involvement being represented. Those are the conversations that are like going to matter in the long run.
Do you have any questions, Lalin? How you doing?
No, I just am like thinking of something and I'm gonna just say it.
We can edit it out.
I, as an individual who came in to the volunteering for USUSA, I came in when I was here when there were a lot of Greeks in USUSA, and then I was here when there wasn't during that whole like switch. And for someone, I know the Greeks say that it's intimidating to go into the office when there aren't Greeks in the office, but from my point of view, it was intimidating to go into the office when Greeks were in the office.
Yes.
And I believe a lot of people feel that way. Because the Greeks were intimidating to me, who was never part of that. And it was up to me and my decision if I wanted to make that step in, do I want to just volunteer for this? And I ended up obviously meeting Greeks because of my volunteer. And that's the way that I came, that's the way I got informed about the Greeks and like what they were all about, was volunteering next to the Greeks and becoming friends with them. And I think that's what it comes down to, as is individuals putting themselves out there and being open to working hand in hand with the Greeks, if you aren't a Greek or if you are.
I totally agree. And
vote Liz Allen for all the positions.
No, and that's literally what it comes down to, is it comes down to you and your decision. It no one can stop you from volunteering, and don't let that happen. Because it's up to you if you want that.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like, preach, girl. Like, there is such a stigma if you're in a fraternity and sorority of others who aren't working with you. And then there's such a stigma.
I use the word Greeks. It's just easier.
It's literally fine. Everyone thinks, like, everyone calls it Greeks. I have to get over it. Fine.
Yeah.
We're trying to change it to fraternity and sorority life, but no one cares. And I get that. So I'm going to keep doing it, but you guys don't have to.
I'll do it when I'm not thinking of all the other words that I'm trying to say too.
That's fine.
Like, that's kind of a handful.
After this podcast, I swear to change. But because we have to be particular with our words, we're just generalizing.
What I was going to say is, like, there's such a stigma when you're working, if you're in a fraternity or sorority and you are trying to work with those who aren't, and vice versa. And that's so terrible that on this campus that we still have such a stigma around fraternities and sororities, because our community is one of the most diverse communities I think you could, like, survey ever. And I just wish that there was more knowledge about that. And I know this is way off topic, but I just think that you can't, like, we can no longer hide behind national news and say that it's a national problem. Like, it is such a local problem. I mean, we're talking about sexual assault and underage drinking, clearly. So I'm just going to say that those are the problems. And I just think that the fact that our community is willing to take those headlines and work past them, is there's something to be said about that rather than complaining about those headlines being written.
It's true. And I think that Utah State has, at least the organizations here, have been
working hard. I would like to say they're working hard.
Yeah, on your end of things, I mean, you've seen it better than anyone, but, you know.
They're really trying, and I appreciate it.
Really summary to the incoming, to those who are going to be advancing to finals tomorrow, because they get told tomorrow that they're advancing or not, and to maybe the potential final officers. When it comes as a representative of the Greek community, which she is, because not only has she been here enough to say that, but she's also one of the most talented, qualified individuals who's I'm not joking. I'm not, like, just trying to throw her, like, a huge party celebration. I'm saying that she has time and time again proven to be an excellent example of what fraternity sorority life can do to an individual as a college student. What would you say to these officers?
I would tell them to get some sleep, because these elections seem like they're the end of the world, but ultimately you're all working towards the same goal. You're working to better this this university and make USUSA an organization that you're proud to represent. And you have to remember that all of your candidates also want the same thing. So it's so easy to get petty, and it's so easy to think that others don't care as much as you do, but they all do. And so I would just encourage you to really trust in the process. And that's, like, a cheesy quote from Fraternity and Sorority Life, but trust the process, because it really is put in place for a reason. And also know that when you get into office, that there is a lot more weighing on your shoulders than just you, but it's also really important to take care of yourself.
And that's why we love her so much.
And that's why we worship her so much. That's why we go to her for all guidance and advice.
Literally.
Involving, like, just about anything. You cannot say anything.
She has the words of everything that you ever need. But, like, honestly.
I'm rolling my eyes.
To the candidates, that is the exact thing. That all candidates get so caught up in this. I don't want to say garbage, because it's not. But in just this election, there's so many ups and downs in the election. And those downs seem to sometimes destroy candidates. But, like she said, you need to look at every person that's running is running on the same thing, is to improve Utah State University. Mm-hmm. And they believe that they are the person to do that, and so do you.
And that is so awesome. I love that there are so many candidates running for so many important positions this year. True. Because that is so great. And that means that our university is doing something right to improve the lives of others, to make them leaders and make them want to improve this campus. And I just love Utah State so much. So go and Aggies.
Go Aggies. And I just want to say that if for those of you who do not make it past primaries tomorrow, most of you are going to, like Todd Brown, who's running.
Shout out. Love
solo.
You.
Can't forget about Brennan Brady.
And Brennan
also
Brady.
Also Bridget.
Also the Jacob. Athletics guy, Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah, like, but for those of you who are not going to be advancing, I want to read what they said. And also, like, it doesn't end here. Your involvement and your dedication to the university and to USUSA does not end with you not making it past the first round of elections.
I would love to see people who don't make it past or don't make it through to still be involved and have a voice and do those things that they want to run on and help the president. They seem to all have somewhat the same ideas. And if they all work together, there you go.
amazing things could happen.
Amazing things can happen. Okay, everyone, don't forget to vote before 5 p.m. tomorrow. Go and vote. And 3 p.m. Oh, I'm so sorry. Make sure you vote before 3 p.m. I'm so sorry, everyone. We are going to have a post-primary reaction, and we are actually going to start naming candidates, not bashing candidates, but we're going to start talking about some people. So
let's talk about some people.
Let's talk about peeps, baby. Let's talk about
you and me
and whoever else is running.
Oh, that was so dang.
Should we try out Fraggy voice next year?
Hey, no, Lal.
We're graduating.
Do you want to try out instead of running?
If you guys commit to running Aggie voice next year.
No, try out. We're not running it again.
We're leaving the university.
No, I know, but I'll come back.
Hand in hand into the sunset.
Wait,
we
I'm
out.
Cry. There's no other people I'd rather leave this university with.
Stop. That's so sad.
I'm not prepared for that, literally. Okay,
stayed an extra year just so I could do
we're
this.
We're ending. Let's do it in the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go, Aggies. Oh, we didn't tell
you
Liz
didn't
that.
Tell me
sorry,
what
Liz.
Saying.
Love
so
you.
Every podcast we end with Go Aggies.
Oh.
Try it again. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Go Aggies.
Bye, everyone.